News release. Schumacher Lions Club. A popular Timmins tradition is coming back in a big way following a three-year hiatus. The 75th annual Schumacher Lions Spring Sportsman Show is set to run April 29 and 30 at the McIntyre Community Center. "I'm super excited," said John McCauley, Sportsman Show chairman for the Schumacher Lions Club. "Coming back from COVID, this is our first show." The 2020, 2021 and 2022 shows got cancelled because of COVID. "We were pretty much devastated for those 3 years because the community relies on our support for many different projects and we weren't able to help them as much. We're really excited to have the show back. It's our main fundraiser for the year. All the proceeds we raise from this show go back to help the community." After months of cold, snow and ice, the show is an ideal way to get ready for warm weather fun. So, it is no surprise the show has been a hit with Northerners for so long. "It's mostly because our winters are so cold and long that when people hear about the Sportsman Show, they know that spring and summer are just around the corner," McCauley said. "Especially with a long winter, the community gets together and see friends and family they probably haven't seen all winter. It's also a gathering spot. At our show, there's always something for everybody. People get to see all the new toys, so to speak, that are out there this year. It's a great way to spend a morning or afternoon." More than 150 booths featuring about 60 vendors will fill the arena and curling club. Entrance will see the latest boats, motors, ATVs, side-by-sides, tractors, fishing and camping gear, outdoor toys and much, much more. In addition to vendor displays, admission to the event includes entertaining shows, displays and a special celebrity guest. "For $5, you get the first chance to see all the new products coming out," he said. "We also have the Birds of Prey show, which we've been bringing in the past 12 to 14 years. He puts on a marvelous show and it's different every year. We have people who come out just to see the Birds of Prey because he puts on such a great show. We also have Amanda Lynn Mayhew from the That Hunting Girl TV show on Sportsman TV channel. She's a sportswoman and is popular throughout the North and Southern Ontario. She's going to have a booth and she'll be walking around meeting everybody, doing meet and greets, and she'll also be spending some time with the Bow Hunters Association. They put on a really nice bow hunting display and a great show for us in the upstairs auditorium. Even younger members of the family can have fun. We even have children's activities and games," McCauley said. "We have face painting and the wax hand art. There truly is something for everybody at this show." At the heart of the event is the support for the community. All the proceeds generated from this go to Lions projects, like the beautification of the Lions Park, located behind the MAC. McCauley explained, "If anybody has seen what it has looked like over the years and what it looks like now, we've put a lot of money, time and effort into it. As well, we support the Timmins and District Hospital, the Alzheimer's Society, we help the local CNIB, Canadian National Institute for the Blind, and help individuals who come that may require things like prosthetics, eyeglasses, dentures, stuff like that. All the money we raise goes back into the community in one way or another. The event's return is bound to have Timmins buzzing. I can't wait to get it going and show the people what we do best and what the new vendors are offering," he said. 3 years have passed, so there's lots of new technology out there, new ways to catch fish, so we're really excited for it. I hope everyone continues to come out and support the Schumacher Lions. You won't be disappointed. The 75th annual Schumacher Lions Spring Sportsman Show is open Saturday, April 29, from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sunday, April 30, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.